This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As we learned yesterday, a new report shows the current pace of ag productivity won't be enough to feed the world by 2050. Part of that shortfall, according to the GAP Initiative's Ann Steensland, is many farmers around the world don't have access to modern information and tools to be more productive.
Here in the U.S., we are incredibly productive. We're the most productive, the longest history of productivity in the world. It's made a huge impact on our agriculture, but we need to continue that growth, and we've been a little stagnant for a couple of years now, and so we're looking to a next generation of technology. So it could be things like gene-edited crops, continued improvements in precision agriculture, the next generation of how we use data and other tools.
So Steensland says we're looking at quickly evolving technologies to give us another productivity burst here in the U.S.
We are very blessed in this country to have a phenomenal land grant system, to have the extensive extension systems that we do, and the farmers here are really benefit from that and have for many, many decades. And our investments in research and development here are beginning to tick up a little bit, which is good, but we are pretty far behind where we really need to be. So there's still some work to do.
Steensland says we need to be embracing the science-based approach we have and making sure that farmers have access to it and know how to use it.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.